July 25, 1917, Jesus purifies the soul to admit her to live in his will. Continuing in my usual state, I was lamenting to Jesus, and I also prayed him to put an end to the many chastisements. And Jesus told me, "My daughter, why do you lament? This is nothing yet. The great chastisements will come. The creature has rendered herself unbearable. Under the blows, she rebels even more. And she does not even want to recognize my hand that strikes her. I have no other means to use, other than to exterminate her. In this way I will be able to remove many lives which infect the earth and kill my growing generation. So, do not expect an end for now, but rather, more and worse troubles. There will not be a place on earth which will not be soaked in blood." On hearing this, I felt my heart being lacerated. And Jesus, wanting to cheer me, told me, "My daughter, come into my will to do what I do. In my will you will be able to run for the good of all creatures. And by the power of my volition, you will be able to rescue them from within the blood in which they are swimming, so as to bring them back to me, washed with their own blood, with the touch of my will. And I am so bad. How can I do this?" And he, "You must know that the most noble, the most sublime, the greatest and most heroic act is to do my will, and to operate in my volition. At this act, which no one else can equal, I display the pomp of all my love and generosity. As soon as the soul decides to do it, in the act in which the two wills meet to be fused into each other and become one, to give her the honor of keeping her in my volition, if she is stained, I purify her. If the thorns of human nature envelope her, I shatter them. And if some nail pierces her, that is, sin, I pulverize it, because nothing evil can enter my will. Even more, all my attributes invest her, turning her weakness into fortitude, ignorance into wisdom, misery into richness, and so with all the rest. Something from herself always remains in other acts, but in these she remains completely stripped of herself, and I fill her completely with me.